This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, look at the date. 75 years since Pearl Harbor. Later this month, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will become the first Japanese leader since the end of World War II to visit the site. As Molly Solomon from Hawaii Public Radio reports, Pearl Harbor has long attracted tourists from Japan.
This tour bus leaves in the early hours of the morning. By 6:30 a.m., these Japanese visitors are on their way to the most popular tourist attraction in the state, Pearl Harbor.
Of course, the Pearl Harbor is important for the biggest history for the both countries. That's why they come.
Kozo Fukuyama is with Island Makana, a tour operator that caters to Japanese visitors in Hawaii. Every morning, these tours bring about 24 guests to the National Monument. Although entrance to the park is free, the guided tours cost $150 a person. They include a trip to the battleship Missouri, the Pacific Aviation Museum, and finally a boat ride out to the USS Arizona. Fukuyama says some Japanese tourists, especially from an older generation, have an emotional response. Others barely know the history.
Some young guys, they don't know it, but old people, some people have, pain. It's very different, the generation gaps.
Nanako Masaki, who was in her 60s, knew she wanted to see the memorial. She says being Japanese, Pearl Harbor was the first event in World War II, so she wanted to visit. The National Park Service says it doesn't keep any official records on how many of Pearl Harbor's 1.5 million annual visitors are from Japan. But Japanese language headset rentals and brochures are heavily used. What brought Hideo Hiraguri here was the opportunity to see history. The Tokyo resident is visiting Hawaii for the first time. He mostly learned about the attack from American movies, but the experience became more real for him after taking a boat ride to see the Arizona Memorial. He says it breaks his heart to know there was a war and the ship sank, and that people were buried in the ship and they suffered. After a long day, Hideo and the rest of the group head back to the tour bus. The guide, Fukuyama, cues up a CD as we drive to Waikiki. It's the historic speech from Japanese Emperor Hirohito announcing the surrender of Japan. In Honolulu, I'm Molly Solomon for Marketplace.